You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here, for bringing your incredible energy and aligning with the frequencies of the Wisdom Orb. We have a wonderful guest and a wonderful show planned for you today. It's so incredible to be here in the collective energy and the collective consciousness. We're bringing our collective awareness to activating points of light. The theme for this particular season is activating points of light, really getting on that grid, consciously getting on the grid to contribute our light, our love, our contribution. And just by being here, just by being together, we're all up-leveling and upgrading every single one of us right here on this planet and beyond. So let us now, as we start the show, let us invoke the Ancient Ones. Let us invoke all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service, those spoken and unspoken, known and known, all the beautiful beings who are here, who have brought us here to support us and to share the wisdom that is coming through. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Christine Day was born and raised in Australia in 1986 with the diagnosis of advanced systemic lupus. She was told she had a few months to live. That was a while back. Christine experienced a profound spiritual awakening with the Pleiadians, moving her into remission, and she has been symptom-free since. In 1996, she had a direct encounter with a Pleiadian ship. Through this profound experience, her pre-agreements and mission for this lifetime were revealed. She received an entire download of her unique Pleiadian aspect that radically transformed her life and the lives of others. Christine has become internationally renowned as the Pleiadian Ambassador for Earth. She's a spiritual teacher, a healer, and channel. Christine has written three books, Pleiadian Initiations of Light, Pleiadian Principles for Living, and the Pleiadian Promise. Christine is working directly with the Universal Galactic Community through the recently constructed Galactic Receiving Station on her land in Grand Marais, Minnesota. Welcome, Christine. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients. It is so wonderful to have you back.
Well, Ian, it's wonderful to be here, and I want to say hello to everybody out there who's listening. It's just such an amazing time. It just brings a lot of emotion because I can feel so much love coming through from the Pleiadians out to everybody at this moment.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you. Well, everyone, today Christine's going to be talking about transitioning into the powerful openings of 2020. And you'll be learning about the new frequencies. There'll be veils that are being lifted up. You'll also be experiencing a beautiful transmission of light and messages from the Pleiadians. So Christine will be taking us through a process that's going to align us all with the frequencies that opened in 2020 and anchoring us to the higher consciousness of light from the higher realms. And then, of course, something that we always do here, and we're very grateful for all the beautiful speakers, but Christine is going to be taking live questions. So star 2 if you're on the phone, and if you're on the webinar page, put your question in the webinar box. So scans, mini intuitive readings, all sorts of questions that you can ask, and Christine is going to be able to intuitively give you information and channel whatever spirit and the divine is wanting you to know today. So beautiful, special show. Yeah, so Christine, let's go ahead and get started. I think even before we talk about the frequencies of 2020, we have a wonderful community here and we're growing all the time. And I would love if you would share just a little bit about your background, especially when you actually came to kind of meet the Pleiadians and realize that they had a greater mission for you. Just share a little bit about that background, if you don't mind.
I think that's a really important thing to share because many people don't even understand who the Pleiadians are. And one thing I think one needs to understand is that they are living an incarnation right now. They are not in spirit form at all. And when I met them, I was out walking in nature, turned a corner into a meadow, and there was this huge Pleiadian ship. And in those days, I didn't believe in aliens or spaceships. And if I could, I would have run. But the Pleiadians were walking out of the ship towards me, And they actually grabbed me telepathically. And they realigned me, not to my human self that was afraid, but to the part of me that remembered my past, that remembered my Pleiadian family, my mission here on this earth plane, of what I had committed to do in this lifetime, and that was to act as almost a bridge between the Pleiadians and humanity. And I went through this incredible remembering process of remembering everything, and at the same time I started to align to my Pleiadian aspect, because yes, I have my human part, but I also have a very strong Pleiadian aspect. And so, you know, I don't remember much after that except being surrounded by this light of unconditional love, because the Pleiadians operate from the fifth dimension upwards. And so I found myself, I don't even remember getting home that day, I found myself in bed with this light pouring into me, and it was this Pleiadian part of myself that was reestablishing itself into my physical body, which was part of the pre-agreement that I would come into a full awakening of my Pleiadian aspect, my Pleiadian gifts, of my multidimensionality, my higher knowing, my higher learning space. And so over 2 months I was in bed while this transformation took place. When I came out of bed 2 months later, it was like my whole world changed. And all of a sudden my work in the world truly began. And I was, you know, I started working internationally and bringing in these initiations. And the Pleiadians are channeling through me. They're bringing in the higher frequency forms for humanity's transformation, for those people who are ready to receive the gift of their realignment to their own higher nature within the higher realms. That is how they work. They don't enter and invade your energetic space. They simply activate something around you so that you can much more readily realign to yourself, because this is about self-empowerment, and the Pleiadians are all about self-empowerment of humanity, and for us to re-engage and rebirth ourselves back into a state of consciousness here on the planet. So I've been working in alignment with my Pleiadian family ever since, very, very closely, for the last, I don't know, 27 years, and, you know, I work very closely with the angelic realms, with the higher beings of light, the Buddha energy, the Christ, the Mother Mary. There's really no separation. Once I aligned to my Pleiadian aspect, I started to find myself merging with all these beings of light, just naturally, because I was working from the higher realms and channeling, be able to channel and be with all those beings as a natural part of the God consciousness. So it's been a great gift being here and doing my work on the planet. It just brings me a lot of joy, and it's very humbling.
Beautiful. Thank you. You know, you mentioned that the Pleiadians are, one of the things they do is basically they would activate ourselves to be able to better align with our higher selves. I think there's a lot of people listening now who would be very interested or curious how that might happen.
Well, you know, I work through a channel of light. I mean, I am Pleiadian. I fully embodied my full Pleiadian aspect. So I just link into the higher realm light and the Pleiadians, and I channel this frequency that goes out to everybody. There's no limitation. Anyone who wants to receive it, it opens, and you'll start to experience it. Well, maybe when I do the transmission of light later in the show, and you'll start to understand the direct experience. It's all about direct experience, not words that mean nothing. It's a real direct experience of feeling an awakening opening up through you, because you start to align because of the energy of the transmission. You're naturally realigned to that higher realm aspect of yourself, your own unique self. So it's you birthing you through consciously choosing to engage with the frequency that I'm bringing through.
Wow, so beautiful. You birthing you. Beautiful, beautiful. You can already feel the vibration that is coming through.
And you know, Ian, there's just such an incredible vibration of love that exists, that we are. We are made up of love. And as the Pleiadians often say to me, to bring out to audiences, so I may as well say it now, you are who you've been waiting for. So it is always going to be, it always was going to be that we rebirth ourselves, and the human part wants someone to do it for us, but we don't need to, because we are vast in our own makeup. And we only now, because of the new energies that are on the planet, like never before, that we can actively engage with the higher realms and create this accelerated awakening. And it's incredible what's happened on the planet since New Year, and what is coming up to further really accelerate and make just a natural reconnection and reunion process. And that is everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, so share with us, Christine, a little bit about the energies of 2020 and maybe how they're different to the last few years.
Well, this is like day and night. We've moved into a new era of being on this planet since 2020. Nothing energetically is the same. Now, when the moment of New Year, there was this unprecedented energetic kind of high frequency of light that flowed down from the heavenly bodies, and it came expressly to support us, each one of us, on our own individual journey. Now, this created a huge change of frequency on the Earth plane as kind of a series of divine shifts anchored. And it anchored this higher consciousness life force within Earth, not separate from us, because we're part of that shift. It just created a powerful quickening, not only within the atmosphere of the Earth as these shafts of light began transmitting these new patterns of light consciousness, but it actually engaged through our hearts, our individual hearts. So the full expression of this essence kind of permeated and interacted within everything which holds life force on Earth. So there was this like vast frequency of energetic light anchoring, and we, as we were in that energy, it's like there was a repositioning dimensionally within the planet. The Earth shifted its dimensional framework. So we're not now fully anchored third dimensional. The third dimensional energy has really diminished considerably, and the fourth, fifth dimensional energy is part of Earth on another level. It's actually part of an original prophecy that the Pleiadians have set in motion for us at this time. And you know, what's happened is these grids on the Earth plane are really being transmuted. They're in a transmutation cycle. The grids are actively transmitting a series of realignment cycles through the Earth's magnetic core, allowing the core to transform and hold a higher light. So these realignment cycles have altered the magnetic energy within the core, and it's created an expanded electromagnetic flow, and it's affecting our brains, our brain synapses. And these waves of flow are lifting a series of the energetic veils on Earth and reopening doorways that have been closed to humanity until now. So we've been given a reaccessing. It's not a new access. It's reaccessing, reuniting. And so these doorways that are opening are bringing a higher access of understanding of truth and allowing all of us to become more self-sufficient in being able to gain in insights on how we move forward with our own unique purposes for this time. And it leads us to a self-empowerment. So we can tune into these new frequencies for self-healing, support the life purpose within, and it's this expanded electromagnetic flow on the earth that is allowing a shifting of this dimensional component of Earth's multidimensional nature. But we are multidimensional naturally. We're multidimensional beings. And so it's enabling us a deeper resonance, a deeper potential of resonance to the God consciousness. So this is allowing our planet, yes, to move to a higher frequency pulse that exists within the rest of the universe. So we're starting to move into a full natural realignment to the rest of the universe for the first time.
Mm.
And that is really a very profound happening. It's also what's happening is the breakdown of the timelines on the Earth plane. Now, because the magnetic core has shifted, the timelines have begun to dissolve. And this is one of the biggest illusions on the Earth plane are the timelines. And the illusion of time that keeps us in a separated state from truth, keeps us locked into the sabotaging patterns, the illusion, all those limitations. And so they're starting to break down so that they're not going to impact us as much, that limitation. And that's happening gradually to enable us to make those internal adjustments within our systems, you know, and those of us on a higher consciousness path, which most of you on the show are listening now, you're going to go through a dramatic change at a faster rate. And so the Pleiadians are saying to maintain your stability, it's essential that you utilize your heart connection at this time. And we'll talk more about that right now, because the heart cells, Ian, are transforming. They have already started to evolve and move into a crystalline state, you know. And we need to have the awareness, each one of us, that we're part of this happening, not energetically separate from these changes, that we have to own them and actively engage with the changes that are happening on the planet. Because we are part of the transmutation of Earth. And so there's a separation from our resonant universe is changing. And so our own unique divine frequencies will play an essential role in working more in a conscious reconnection to the universe. And I know many people are working with that anyway, yeah, at this time. But it's a huge shift that's taking place, and it's continuing. It's not slowing down. And it's like no other time before this, Ian. It's not like the other times. Last year was a tremendous amount of energy of things being dislodged in the body, us playing out the last remnants of the density in that we were holding. And life was a mirror of what we were holding inside ourselves. So that was a very kind of challenging year, a lot of density, a lot of physical issues, a lot of emotional issues coming up. And it's like we're being set free in this new frequency, liberated, very strongly liberated.
Wow, beautiful. So it sounds like, in a way, Christine, that if we do nothing differently, then our evolution is still going to be accelerated, and we'll really be able to contribute to the expansion of consciousness if we do nothing differently. It sounds that way. So I'm just going to say that. And then also from a perspective of, is it good for us to kind of double down on our practices, so to speak, you know, with respect to, you know, raising our vibration, with respect to just getting into our heart space, as you mentioned as well. You know, from a day-to-day perspective for those listening, what would you suggest to really, really embody and unify with these energies that are coming through. I'm going to use the word take advantage of them, but you know that's obviously not the right word to say. To better align with the frequencies. What can we do to
stabilize
better
in those frequencies? I think is a good word, Ian, from what the Pleiadians are saying to me. And
okay.
The Pleiadians' main comment around this is that it's now our time to absolutely embrace our full makeup. We've played out our humanity, and it's been our main form or structure that we have seen ourselves being. And what's important now is we have our humanity, and yes, that will sustain. But we also, the larger picture is our sacred nature, which is, it needs to now come into the forefront. And it starts by choosing to open up to the fact that we are multidimensional beings having a human experience. Now, it's not the other way around. We're not human beings having a multidimensional experience. We're bringing now, sliding the multidimensional aspect of our sacredness and choosing to engage in that. And at the same time, understanding our ego mind is part of our humanity. We need our humanity to be here on this earth plane. It has a role to play, but it is not to run our lives. And as we define ourselves differently, just consciously doing that, and consciously sitting with that truth, that yes, I have my humanity, but the majority of me is my sacred nature. And as you begin to consciously choose and anchor that truth, because it is a truth, then automatically things start to shift. You see, home and alignment to the higher realm is through the heart space. That is our doorway home. So if you just hold your heart and just open to the truth, yes, I have my humanity, which I am going to hold with love and compassion. It's perfectly imperfect. There's nothing I have to change in my humanity to align with my sacred nature. That is the truth. As you are right now, everyone listening, there's nothing you have to change in order to align to your sacred nature, which is fully intact just beyond the veil, and it's not far. It's right close now. And so when you start to hold that truth and anchor that truth of your sacredness without doing anything else and just holding that humanity with love, something starts to shift in your very being, within your heart, because you're starting to align to truth, and you are consciously engaging, actively engaging in that truth. So that is a really key piece to really get. It's simple, but it's incredibly powerful and potent. And if you can just start the day just lining up to that truth, no matter what else you do in that day, and your human mind, of course, it will always have its story and its opinion and its comments. But that does not take away from the truth. Your ego mind will always have something to say. But it has total misperception and misunderstanding of what truth is. So this is a key piece, and it's time. It's just our time to do this. It's what we've come here to do, is to reclaim, reunite, reconnect with ourselves, with the sacred part of ourselves. And everything is set for that to take place energetically. Now that's just one small step, and then there are other steps. But that is a huge peace, but we just change our thought processes. It's just like a bad habit where we think we're, you know, I know that story of being insignificant, separate, not having enough, worrying, afraid. That's the ego. That's the humanness. And at the same time, that can still be going on. It doesn't negate you realigning to the sacred. And many people think, oh, if my human ego is still afraid, then I'm failing. That's not true. That's what the ego mind would have you think, because it wants to stay in control. But the fact is, regardless of the ego mind's fear or struggle or belief in lack, you can engage with a higher aspect of yourself and start aligning to that as well, and it will continue to unfold and manifest through you regardless of whatever the third dimensional ego mind is doing. And you don't have to do it perfectly. One moment at a time, Ian. It takes one moment of choosing that truth of connection for every cell in your heart, in your body to transform.
There is so much support for that right now, isn't there?
Yes.
There is just so much
support. It's like
support.
We're in the perfect state of grace right now, being held and supported. And then, if you choose to call in that support, then you've got all of that as well, you know? But the Pleiadians are pushing, wherever I'm going, they're pushing the group saying, you are to rebirth yourself. Ultimately, we can hold the energetic spaces, but humanity, as a human being and a sacred being, we have to be the ones to take the steps. They can't interfere with that. Ultimately, it comes back to every individual to take their step forward when the timing is right.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, because we have such a vast cross-section of amazing souls in the community, let me ask you this. What are some of the things that might get in the way of someone really claiming their own divinity, claiming the support that's there or opening to the support? Maybe share some of that, not from a fear-based perspective, I'm not asking that, but just from a perspective of, you know, how can we support those who might think to themselves, you know, there is so much support here, but I'm just, it's not for me. I'm not worthy or I'm not ready. What words are coming through, Christine, to share with the community on that maybe?
Well, we know that's the ego mind who feels small and insignificant, most importantly, not deserving to receive, not deserving to receive the love and the natural abundance of your birthright. The ego mind will never truly accept that, but understand that the ego mind cannot stop you in this reconnection. The ego mind is third dimensional. Your heart connection, your words of truth are fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth dimensional. So what needs to be done is the understanding of the dynamic of what that ego is, the ego mind, that human part, and that it cannot interfere and get in the way unless you choose to listen to it. And sometimes you will and sometimes you won't. We have good days and we have bad days where we get caught up in the drama and in the third dimensional illusion. You know, it can get very strong sometimes. And so it's not about giving yourself a hard time. It's about opening up and utilizing the moments that you can disregard your ego mind and start opening up to the vastness of your abundance and the vastness held within the truth of the energy that your heart, your higher realm self exists within your heart and is ready to support you and engage with you actively in your life. And it can actually allow you to move into a very different space of being in your life. And you can live in this third dimensional drama environment like I do and live from that higher realm space. It's easy, ultimately. It's much easier to go with the flow of the light from the higher realms than to kind of swim against the current with your ego. And so it's just about being patient with yourself and being steadfast. And, you know, and those parts of us that have learned that we don't deserve or not good enough to be loved and, you know, and have problems with abundance, financial abundance, that there's never enough. Because that's the programming of the ego mind, and it keeps recreating these cycles of self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
So to understand that the ego mind can't stop you, but you need to stay focused and have focused moments of reconnection to truth of the sacred vastness of yourself that exists here within your heart.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. Well, Christine, I'd love to be able to open up the phones and go to the web and be of service to those beautiful souls who are calling in and writing in, asking for you to share some wisdom or channel for them. So let's do that, shall we?
Sure. Sounds great.
Let's do that. Okay. So we're going to start with the phones, and we're going to go to San Francisco, California. And if your number ends in 8119, then... you're on live.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Christine.
Hey, nice to speak with you. What's your name?
My name is Devika, and this is a very nice, wonderful conversation, and I get it. It seems that just at this time, I'm wondering for some advice. I feel... totally stuck. I've been doing a lot of energy work and learning new modalities that work temporarily, but I find the fears, I know that we are continuing to release things, coming up a little more frequently than my more balanced states.
Okay,
and
so
I am in...
Could I just speak for a minute? Because I'm already getting things, so I may as well just go right
in. Thank you.
Here. You know, what's coming up, the work you're doing is bringing more light into your physical body. So the denser energies that have been locked in the body are starting to dislodge and come out. And as they come out, you feel them. So that fear you're experiencing is dislodging and leaving the body, layers of it, lifetimes of it, actually, they're telling me. So when that's taking place, when you're feeling that feeling, don't push it away. Bring your awareness to it and then use what the Pleiadians call the conscious breath. That's a breath in and out the mouth, which says, yes, I'm willing to let go, and yes, I'm willing to receive my light. And so you bring that conscious breath, like a deep sigh, right into the feeling of the fear. And it may build as it leaves the body, it's building. Just keep using the conscious breath. And the conscious breath cycles that feeling right out of your body. It doesn't recycle back into the body. And the conscious breath bypasses the ego mind. So the ego mind can't interfere with that process either. But that's one piece they're saying to me now for you to understand what's taking place.
Okay, and I've been doing a lot of breath work and confronting it. And this,
Hang on a minute. What sort of breath work are you doing though?
I'm starting to use the ha breath, and I don't even know the ha breath.
So I don't know that. The only breath that works with this, that recycles it out, is the conscious breath, and it's a deep sigh in and a deep sigh out of the mouth. And that breath takes it out. No other breath will. It actually pushes it back down into the cells of the body. So if you try that, Devika, I think that will help. But just they want you to understand your process so that you're actively engaged in your own rebirthing process. And it is, when the feeling comes up, it's you rebirthing you, you letting go of layers of fear. And they say that this is a core issue that you have that is releasing in layers. So your mind will go, oh, here it is again. No, it's not again. It's another level of it leaving the body. So just they want you to be actively engaged, really being self-empowered and consciously working with yourself for this rebirth.
So this really is the rebirth, because I've been doing work for years, and especially in the last couple of years. So this is the rebirth.
Understand that 2020 now, a whole new layer of density is leaving the body. It's like a last exiting of density, because we've moved into a new era. And nothing is the same as it was in 2019. It's a whole different energetic paradigm. So that's what's happening.
That's the good news and the bad
news.
Thank you.
Well, there's no bad news there. Uh-huh. And what I want to say to you is the fear coming up is releasing, it's liberating you for you to be free. So don't see it as bad. See it as something good. And it may be uncomfortable. It may be challenging. But don't label it as bad.
Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you. I really needed to hear that.
Mm. I will send you tremendous love and blessings.
Yeah.
Devika.
Blessings, Devika.
Thank
much
you.
Love.
Thank
Thanks
you
for calling
so
in.
Much.
Okay.
Thank
bye.
You both. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Okay. We're going to go to Washington State, and the last four digits are 2598, and you are live with Christine.
Hi, this is Gail Gottlieb. Hi.
Hi, Dale.
Hey, is it Gail or Dale? Gail?
Hello.
With a D.
Christine and Ian, thanks for taking my call. Christine, I've been working on the Academy of Light modules, and I'm still working through Module 3. And I'm so glad I get to tell you what a wonderful teacher you are. It's so loving, supportive, easy to, you're a perfect teacher. It's great. And I really, really, really need it. And I guess I wrote the question, but Ian took my call and he was so nice to feel that he could. And so my question is, I've been self-healing, and I'm feeling emotional, as you can tell. I have
adopted. You're allowed to feel. Feeling is good.
Yeah. It's not easy. I don't know. I got to get better at just being okay with the tears. But anyway, so I had a big surprise in the end of 2019 and the beginning of 2020. With breast cancer diagnosis and very tiny 3 spots in the left breast, and I, been working on it and in all with all the modalities, but especially with your Academy of Light, and I really do. I feel tremendously different. I've been having to fight with the medical community a little bit, although I guess. I feel like I've had to fight. I know it's up to me, but I have to prove that I'm cancer-free. I already tried once and it was still there, but I know it's going. And I was hoping you could help me figure out, I know that it was in my energy field, besides being physical. And I need to get tested again so I can prove that I'm cancer-free. And I get that I need to wait another month and go for another ultrasound. And I was wondering if you and the Pleiadians are able to help me out by giving me your opinion about my health at this point and how long to wait for another test.
Well, you know what? I look into the energy and what the Pleiadians are saying. Understand, I'm feeling emotion here, so I think probably you've got a lot of emotion around this. And that's good. You don't hold the emotion back, because
right.
the emotion is the healing. So
okay.
this cancer has come in the first place to support you in opening to another level of yourself, another
right.
level
I feel that
of
too.
Trust in yourself. And so it's not there for any other reason but for you to be very joyful about where it's going to take you ultimately. And that's
mm-hmm.
something I hope you really get, because it's not anything you've done wrong. It's actually a gift you chose to have take place right now to move you to another space of your awakening.
I believe
process.
That. I do.
Yes.
I've seen,
so
I feel
I had
it.
To say that before anything else, because that's what they wanted me to say, and that they are incredibly aligned with you. And I think you already know you're not alone, because I think I'm getting strong confirmation that you're very aware of the level of support that you have. And they say, please take in the love. There's a tremendous
mm-hmm.
amount of love that they're bringing to you, and you're kind of not allowing yourself to fully receive that love. And the love really accelerates your healing. So that's what I'm seeing, is this incredible, vast, kind of spiraling energy and essence of love. And they want you to take it into your heart, into your breast, into your heart. Because, you know, the heart space is the full chest. So
it's
about just letting it flow through you like a wind almost.
Yeah.
And allowing the love to bring you to a new level of yourself. You know, and yes, by all means, yes, go and have it checked, because you need to have it checked for your own. And it's okay. It's a supportive. It's not a bad thing to have it checked. Again, because that's, you're human. You know, you've got only human element, and it's important to check these things out. So I would
keep checking it. I do, because I've been trying to deal with it without surgery. You know, and without without radiation and. Sorry.
Can I say one other thing? The word trying.
Oh, yeah.
Can you let go?
Yeah.
Just let go?
Yeah.
Now take a breath and let go. Yeah. And you haven't really let go.
I know. Those words, and in the course, you say it's all in the letting go, and I know it's true, and I am.
But aren't there lots of levels to letting go? And that's something you need to understand, too. There's letting go, and then there's letting go, and then there's letting go, and then there's letting go. It's really fascinating just how much you can let go on different layers and levels. So
I really want to let go. Yes, I do.
Well, you can. You don't want to. You're going to, aren't you? You don't want to let go. You're going to let go. And you're going
absolutely.
To just allow the vastness of that love in, and then you'll get this rechecked and see where you are with that. And, you know, and you have all of my blessings with you.
Yeah. Blessings, Dale. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you all. Thank you both.
Okay. Much love to you, sweet soul. Blessings. Bye now. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Let's go to the web for a little while. So Yasmin in Montreal is asking, if you don't mind, Christine, what message do the Pleiadians have for Yasmin?
What message or message? Message?
Message, if there's any message that they can
All
share.
All right, let me just tune in for a minute. Oh, okay, so, well, what she needs to understand is there is a huge shift in her life that she needs to allow to take place. It's like she has a lot of doubts and she's second-guessing herself. And she can actually move with her instincts and not let her ego mind overthink things, but move more spontaneously, because there are doors that open spontaneously and she needs to move through. It's like she needs to become more fluid and be willing to trust. Trust is really a strong word here. Trust and let go. And allow the essence of her reconnection, which she's had a recent reconnection to the higher realm, so I think it's since 2020 has come in. But they want to move her. They want to not physically move her necessarily, but they want to move her consciousness to align more completely with the higher realms. And there's a tremendous amount of support, but she needs to let go of the ego mind and just keep trusting and letting go. And everything's going to unfold in a way that her mind can't imagine. So her mind has a story going that isn't based on truth. It's based on a lot of misperceptions, and that's a little in the way. So see if she can kind of clear that and take a conscious breath and just allow herself to be moved where she needs to go.
Thank you so much. This is Elizabeth from Orlando. Hello, Christine. Namaste. I feel so much fear at times and unsupported. Is there an energetic boost and message from the Pleiadians that could help me? Thank you so much for your insights.
Okay. Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for your wonderful question. And yes, what I would say to you is the fear is coming up, like a bit like how we spoke with Gail, the light has intensified, and there's some very dense old belief systems and energies that have been in your body for lifetimes. It's not just this lifetime. So it's old fear, and it's coming out of the body. And what I would say is this feeling of fear is really affecting your little girl inside you. She's the one who's kind of being most impacted by these old feelings of fear that are coming up. So what I would say is hold her and use that conscious breath in and out the mouth and be committed to knowing you're rebirthing yourself. Actively engage, consciously engage through the fear and just allow yourself to release the layers. And what I'm getting is it's going to come off pretty quickly if you consciously just open to taking responsibility for what is still inside of you that is now coming out of your body for your liberation.
Mm. Thank you very much. This is Patty from Portland, either Maine or Oregon, I don't know, but Patty, you'll know who you are when you listen to this. Hi, Christine. Your story is amazing. I resonate so much with the Pleiadians. What do the Pleiadians think about Nibiru? Do you know Nibiru? And when will they return?
Okay. Well, I don't know of them personally, but what they're saying to me is that they are going to be reemerging on the Earth plane at a certain juncture. It's not this year, but it's probably the following year when another level of space is going to open up. Understand, our Earth plane is multidimensional. So there are simultaneous lives being lived on this Earth plane in the higher dimensional realms. And that when they've started a reopening, some of these, and we're actually starting to be given a reaccessing to these higher consciousness states and higher realms where these beings are. But they're not going to be open fully till next year. So that's all I can tell you.
Thank you so much. All right. This is interesting. This is from Maureen in Vancouver, BC. Only interesting because it might apply to many people. How long in this life will it take me to remove my past life's clutter? Of course, you know, she's chosen these words. I need a miracle. I'm trying desperately to raise my frequency above my low earthly clutter to advance on my spiritual journey. So that's Maureen in Vancouver, BC in Canada.
Okay, Maureen. Good news. You don't have to wait at all to reconnect through your heart to the higher realms. The past life clutter you have its own evolution within you, humanity, and then your sacred nature from the higher realms is not affected by any of that past life clutter because you are a multidimensional being. So be aware, number one, that there's nothing that can hold you back, but as you do realign to that higher light of yourself and it anchors through the cells of your body, the energy of that past life clutter will start to come out. It's like a vibration and a shaking, and it can be intense. And some of these rebirth processes can be very intense. But if you use that conscious breath and align and work through that higher realm component of your heart, that will support you during this transition. You also have a lot of beings of light waiting for you to choose to make this change. And the ego mind's telling you that the past life clutter is going to get in your way, but it actually is not and cannot get in your way.
Mm, thank you. Well, let me remind everyone that we do have a beautiful transmission that Christine is going to take us through towards the end of the show. And so if you joined a little later on, I think there's quite a few people who jumped on maybe after we started who might have missed that announcement. So there will be a beautiful transmission and activation towards the end of the show. So that's going to be a transmission of light that Christine's going to channel from the Pleiadians or provide for us. And then, of course, we're also going to take some more questions in a little bit. But what I wanted to do, Christine, if you wouldn't mind, there are some people who would love to work with you more closely or certainly work with you and your work. And so I wanted you to share how they can do that. So if that's okay with you, I'm going to have you tell people about your offer. And then what we'll do, everyone, is we'll come back to the questions. And then we'll come back to the transmission as well. And then we'll certainly talk about anything that's still coming through that needs to be shared with the group. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page and you'd like to take a look at the offer and follow along visually, then click on the orange special offer button that's underneath Christine's photograph. And then once you click on that, you'll be taken to her offer page, which says Language of Light, the Sacred Forms. So if you're not on the webinar page and you would like to follow along as well, then you would have to type in WOTA show, which is SHOW, WOTAshow.com /Christine, which is CHRISTINE, and the number 9. Everything's lowercase, everything runs together. WOTAshow.com /Christine 9. And that way you can follow along visually. So, Christine, it'd be lovely if you could share with us what this Language of Light is, this program you provided.
Well, this is a profound series of energy that the Pleiadians channel through. And this specific offer is 8 individual classes of 1 hour in length. And they're video classes. So they're fantastic because I transmit the energy through the video with my voice, through my eyes and my hands. And this program is amazing. It's going to support you in moving into these amazing energetic changes that are happening right now. And each class is multidimensional. So that means you can do the class once, then you do it again, and you just moved into a higher, different, whole different level than you were from the same class. And there are 8 of these classes. And it allows your physical body to energetically align with the higher realm components of your sacred nature. And, you know, you go through a powerful building process of transmutation and transformation. And, you know, you get liberated because the light comes in and all your old sabotaging patterns begin to leave your body. You're opened into a higher perspective of daily living, and your physical body goes through a complete transmutation process because you carry a whole different energetic aspect of your higher self, and you become more stable in your life. And you don't get so engaged with the drama of the third dimensional illusion. So your heart space and your heart connection gets incredibly stable. So you're living more through your heart, through the sacred part of yourself, your multidimensionality. And so it takes you beyond the ego mind and works with this incredible higher frequency of your unique self, of your heart. So it's really amazing. You work with these incredible energetic symbols that the Pleiadians have brought in, and they're on. You know, you'll download those and work through those symbols, where you move into higher dimensional spaces. You begin to connect and reconnect to aspects of your own light energy. You'll journey within the doorways of light that are contained within the symbols. So it's a really beautiful program working with sacred sounds and these amazing hand mudras that allow you to stabilize within the multidimensional levels. So it's just this sacred synergy of the sound, symbols, and hand mudras just bring you into a natural expansion of fluidity that allows you to navigate yourself back to your multidimensionality and really aligning yourself to home. And so it's a very profound, profound program, and such a gift.
Yeah, thank you so much. And especially now with the 2020
perfect
energies, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm.
Yeah, so beautiful. You know, when you say that helps navigate you home, there's such a beautiful resonance with that. You know, the...
It's such a beautiful thing, Ian. We're all moving our, making our way home. And, you know, the Pleiadians' commitment is to self-empower us as, you know, to bring ourselves back. And that's what it is. It's a rebirthing back. And these are keys, being beautiful keys to doorways. You know, the symbols give you the keys to re-enter these sacred magic spaces of ourselves.
Mm. Tell me, Christine, what was it like when you remembered? When you remembered your home?
You know, me, in that moment, it was like I had everything that I ever wanted was right there. It was like there was nothing more that I required. It was so fulfilling. The love was so fulfilling. And it was, it really shifted me in every way so that I could, I was never the same again, because that never left me. Once you have a direct experience of home, it stays with you. No matter what's happening, even in the hardest times of the human drama, you know, it nothing touches you the same way. So, you know, I'll always be eternally grateful for that, as I was always eternally grateful for getting the systemic lupus, because I was on the brink of death, and because I was on the brink of death, it allowed me to move back into life. And if you haven't been there, you can't consciously do that.
Mm.
You know, it's one of those gifts that has allowed me to become who I am.
Yeah, beautiful. Wow, beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much for preparing that offer for the Wisdom community. Yeah, so beautiful to be able to work with you, as we heard from others as well who've worked with you in the past. We've got those lovely videos that you have prepared for everyone. Yeah, that looks like such a special, special course, and so powerful to really align with the new amplified and magnified energies of 2020.
Oh,
yeah.
And these energies are not going to stay as they are. They're continuing to evolve and expand. It's like a living force of consciousness that will no longer be held in a certain level. It will just keep evolving and expanding now. And so will the Earth, and you know, and we will be aligned, and the Pleiadians say we will all make this transition successfully.
Beautiful. That's such a wonderful, wonderful words to hear, because sometimes we think that we are lagging behind, and we are often comparing ourselves to others, and we have negative self-talk that creeps into our minds, sometimes a little too loudly. And
a little insidious.
a little insidious, yeah.
I know, and the fact is, the Pleiadians salute our courage and admire us and salute our journeys and our experiences. I just love that. They've taught me so much about my humanity, Ian. And for that, I'm so grateful, because it ultimately has allowed me to really move beyond that, the ego mind, and really allowed me to set myself free. And that is just like a glorious thing.
Mm, thank you so much. Well, I wanted to go back to the web and take some web questions. And here we have Daisy from Belgium. So Daisy is asking about her life purpose. So, hello, Christine. What can the Pleiadians tell me about my life purpose now? Thank you so much.
Well, the first thing they want to say to Daisy, and thank you, Daisy, it's good to connect with you, is that your focus must be on yourself. Part of an essential ingredient to your completion of your life purpose is to start bringing all of your awareness to yourself and seeing yourself as the very center of the universe, which you are within the vastness of your heart. And there's a lot of things happening where your ego mind is pulling you away from yourself, and it's essential that you slowly, you become aware when that's happening, when your energy is pulled outwards instead of bringing it in. You have to reorientate yourself directly into your heart space. And it's within your heart space, when you start to stabilize there, that the pathway will be made clear, and it's already open. It's not that, but you don't have the vision of it yet. You don't have the true vision of your path, and it's because you're being distracted. So please, if you can, and especially in the transmission, this will be really helpful for you, just be with me in the transmission and allow yourself to create a strong anchor through your heart. And don't allow any distractions by the third dimensional illusion. I'm talking about your family and your friends. Some of them are wanting things from you that you don't have to give. They are responsible for themselves, and you're responsible for yourself. And you need to make that definition that this is mine and that is theirs. And you don't have responsibility for anybody else but yourself at this time. So I hope that's helpful.
Thank you. This is Edna from London, Canada, and Edna is writing in, I want to make changes in my life, but I don't know what or how. Do you or the Pleiadians have any messages for me, please? Thank you so much.
Yeah, you do need to make changes, Edna. It's very strong. And you don't need to understand the steps. So if you can disengage from your ego mind and just allow yourself to intuitively connect into your heart and allow your heart to guide you where you need to go into those changes. And the first step is not to get that distraction from the ego mind, but to spend at least 15 minutes a day just linking into your heart and developing this connection on another level. Because there's a lot of guidance and understanding wants to be given to you, and you're not fully aligned, and so you're not hearing with clarity your next steps. But they're waiting for you to choose your heart, no matter what. And it's not about doing it perfectly. You can have good and bad moments of connection. You know, that's just being human, and we are all human here. But moments, selective moments of aligning and choosing the vastness of your own multidimensional heart. This is my heart, and I choose now to align. And just allow that statement and the words, I am. And you bring those words just like that. I am. And allow them to forge the alignment into the vastness of your multidimensional heart. It's waiting for you. This is about you realigning to you.
Wonderful, thank you. Let me switch to the phones. We're going to stay in Canada. This is British Columbia again. Fort St. John in British Columbia. 2860, the last four digits of your phone number, and you are live with Christine.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Sherry, and Ian, that was a beautiful question that you asked about home. And Christine, You were answering, and I just have a really physical heartache, and I'm just wondering if you could share what that's about.
Well, your heart is craving for the nutrition and love of your home connection. It's like a heartache because your heart knows and understands the beauty of that energy that exists in home and how important it is for you to receive that nutrition because you don't have it at the moment. And it's something you need, is the vastness of the love and the depth of the love that exists with that home connection. And you're not that far off, Sherry. Actually, it feels like if you open up to the transmission today, you could start creating an anchor and an alignment to that home space because it's your time and it's your birthright. It's where you sourced from, where you came from, and you have the joy of that love. It's a celebration of love when you connect to home.
Beautiful. Thank you. And I will open. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sherry. Much love. Blessings to you. Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, let's do another caller. So we still have that beautiful transmission that Christine just referenced. That's coming up soon. We're going to go to the phones again here. We're going to go to Grand Prairie in Texas. And the last four digits are 3534. And you're live. Hello.
Hi, Christine. My name. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi there.
Hi, my name's Carvin Thompson, and I was just... wanted to know if the Palladians have a message for me.
Is it Carvin? Is that your name?
Carvin, yes. C-A-R-V-I-N.
I wanted to get that correct because that's about the vibration of picking up and opening up to the pure essence that's here is God. Very strong light that is here. Really wanting to emanate and align to you the light of yourself, of course. It's your God light that is really, it's a destiny time for reconnection for you, Carvin. And what I want to say is that there is tremendous energy and light around you. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I feel it, and you know, and I've been told that Palladians is my galactic family, and I just, you know, I feel just scattered and cloudy in my focus. You know, I'm a teacher,
well,
and that's just really where I'm at.
All right, but that cloudiness and unfocused is your ego mind, and then you have the vastness of your heart that is connected to your Pleiadian family, to that light, to your God light, to your Pleiadian aspect, to your family of light. And that's right there. It's like you are like so, it is so important for you to make this reconnection now. And you can still be in the world and do your work here, but you'll bring a love to humanity. And that was part of your mission, to come and to reconnect at this time. It's part of your destiny. And to carry that love, just like a natural byproduct of yourself, outward. So as you walk through the world, as you touch individuals, you will leave that imprint. You'll carry that imprint of your God light. And it's your time to do that. So all I can say is if you need any help, you can email me, but go through the transmission we're going to do soon and just be willing to say yes. Just for one moment in time, let everything fall away, Garvin. And you deserve to receive that love, that love and vastness of yourself. And it is time to come home.
Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings. Thanks for calling in. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, Christina, it seems right now for you to take us through that process. Personally, I'd love if you could just share with everyone what that is. Of course, there's some people who joined a little later on who maybe didn't catch that. But just share what the transmission will be. And then by all means, just take us through the light bath.
Yeah, it's going to be intense. I have to warn you, everyone out there. I'm carrying a very different energy these days. And so I'm just saying that, and it's not anything. It's not bad. It's just it's strong, but it's right for the timing of 2020 energy. They're just bringing a lot more through these days. And what I would say is this, it feels like, is a reconnection to the heart space to realign to these higher frequencies that are existing at this time. So it's about shifting the vibrational energy of your entire heart to link into the new flow that's here now on our earth plane, to enable each one of you to continue your work home through your heart. I will be asking you to use the conscious breath during this process. So when I say take a conscious breath, it's just a deep sigh in and out the mouth. And it's just like, yes, I'm willing to let go. Yes, I'm willing to receive my life. That's what the conscious breath is. So all I want you to do is just to allow yourself to receive. But first, you're going to bring both palms of your hands and rest it on your chest. Your whole chest area is your heart space. And then your heart space expands well beyond your physical body. Remember, this is your multidimensional tool. It's your connection to home. And there's a tremendous amount of light here that is going to come through. And I will just be the vehicle bringing it through to each one of you. So let's bring our awareness now to the palms resting on the chest and take a conscious breath like a soft wind. Place it right into your heart. Akom Dei Isha Eshe O. Eshe Om Eshe Om Eshe O. He Komana Inti Eshe O. Akom Dei Isha Eshe Om Eshe Om Eshe Om. Now let your awareness open through where you feel the warmth or the pressure of your hands on your chest. Just let your awareness be there. Take a conscious breath in and out the mouth like a deep sigh. And letting go right into your heart space. You know, this is like claiming your heart. That's it. Letting your awareness open. I'm going to bring in the energy of the frequency of the sound. I just want you to let the sound bathe your heart self. Just let go. Use the conscious breath. Yes, I'm willing to receive my light. Okay. Now take another breath in and out the mouth, right through the space. Let your awareness open. Ashata ine'a.
again. That's it. Now let your awareness open a little further. Whether you see, sense, or feel the opening, just let go. Let your awareness open and take another conscious breath in and out the mouth and let go through the space. Ashatai. Ema ane. Eshe o. Hene. 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 That's it. Now let your awareness open a little further through the space. And take one more conscious breath and let go through the space as the energy opens. Like a source of life beginning to open through the space. Whether you see, sense, or feel it, let your awareness, your consciousness move towards that source of light. And just take a conscious breath and let go. Amata'i. Isha amata'i ne'a. That's it. Now let your awareness expand. Feel yourself being drawn. You see, sense, or feel that source of light. Like you're being drawn towards that light. Let your awareness open. Take another conscious breath and just let go. Just let go. That's it. As you enter this space of light, space of your heart, let your awareness expand a little further. That's it. And then let your awareness, whether you see, sense, or feel that light, let your awareness move towards that light and feel as you do that, as you engage with the source of the light within your heart, how the energy of the light is drawing you deeper and deeper like a magnet, right into the very center of its brilliance. Just open your awareness. Take a breath and just let go. Ashatai. That's it. Of this huge whirlpool of light, this huge space, vast space of moving energy, moving around you. And you can just take a breath and let go here and feel yourself being drawn by this flow of light within this whirlpool. I carried, held, bathed in this light. Take a breath and just let go. Ashatai. Going through a tunnel of light. When you see, sense, or feel it, take a breath. Let go. Just let go. As the energy, the spiraling movement begins to accelerate. As you will move down through this tunnel of light, through this space. That's it. Just take a breath and let go. Ashatai ne'a. That's it. Let your awareness expand as you move down through the space. Almost birthed into this ocean of light. Take a breath and let go. Allow your awareness to feel and flow over the vastness of this ocean of light. As you let go, you align deeper. That's it. Take another conscious breath and let go. As you let go, you align deeper and deeper within the pure essence of this ocean of light. That's it. Just letting go. And letting go. That's it. Just let your whole awareness through the space, letting your awareness open a little more if you can. As you let go, you align more completely within this space. That's it. Take one more conscious breath. To claim an anchor through here. Just bring in the words. I am. And those words are truth. You claim your original multidimensional space of your heart. You are that God. I am. That's it. And then allowing all of your awareness to come back to your hands connected to your chest. This is where the anchoring and the alignment, source of your multidimensional heart, your pathway home. Take one more conscious breath and let go. And anchor right now. I am. Shatai, Ashe Om Dai Inea, Ashe Om, Ashe Om, Ashe Om. To honor each one of you and all that you are in this moment.
you so much for that beautiful transmission. Oh, Christine, thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to stay in this space, but I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here with us and sharing your beautiful energy with the group. It's such an honor to have you in the space with us. Thank you so much.
Well, the honor is mine, and blessings to everyone, and just love to you, Ian, honoring all that you are and what you bring. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, everyone, thank you so much for being here. Just thank you for receiving. Thank you, thank you. We thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank the Pleiadians for being here, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Much love to you all. Blessings. Namaste. Bask in the beautiful glow and the energy. Love to you all. Bye now.